European lot to take note. So when we got back, we were all talking about it, but it was only really when Trish Greenhow did a really good article in the BMJ on the 3rd of April about what's happening here. Let's start wearing masks because you need to be, you know, take precautions. What's wrong with the precautionary principle? And we started then wearing masks for all, if we could find some, to see patients. And we also, that coincided with beginning to realise that people were getting ill, and some of them were not telling the truth, unfortunately, because they wanted to get seen. I had one or two scary ones where he hadn't got to the stage of wearing masks with all the consultations, and someone would sit down and say, you take their temperature, they've got a temperature and they've got a cough, and you suddenly were jumping back saying, hang on a minute, you didn't say you had a temperature to the staff. And then, you know, then we realised we had to completely reconfigure. We were going to have to do full telephone triage the staff, because at first they were just asking all those questions about, have you been to those hill towns in Italy? It was all pretty rubbishy, because we were already realising that it wasn't just people from hill towns in Italy who were all these funny little bits and pieces around the world. You had to actually start suspecting anyone coming in with a temperature and a cough that they might have COVID. So we then had to put up our, you know, full telephone triage for all patients who wanted to be seen, and trying to start getting hold of a few more masks, and then, you know, going and buying screw fix eye visors from the DIY shop, getting some old plastic nurses' aprons out of their store cupboards, and just trying to cobble together our own and get some rubber gloves and things we still had, so that we were then beginning to protect ourselves. And that's the sort of, and there's a thing about actually just realising that if you want to, we've got to take precautions, so we're going to have to start really wearing masks all the time to see all the patients. And I can remember doing a visit when we was beginning to, well, when you go and see someone who's got a cough, get them to wear a mask as well. And I can remember this very memorable visit. I mean, unfortunately, this woman eventually, after many months, seemed to die of COVID, even though that time I don't know if she had COVID or not. She had a terrible chest and she had COPD, and I had to go and visit her at home. But, you know, I can very, very much remember standing on her front doorstep, feeling very self-conscious in a plastic apron mask, and I said to the daughter, she'll need to put a mask on if I'm going to examine her chest. And that was kind of way before it became normal practice. And then we just started getting into this sort of rhythm of being much more protective about everything. And that's when I actually did write to Martin Marshall, because I heard him on the radio or something saying, well, at this moment we don't think that masks are going to be needed. So my logic was, why, if we're wearing masks, we're asking patients to wear masks, why are we not saying everyone should start wearing masks? Because what's the point? You know, there must be some kind of reason for wearing masks, and why are we not now saying everyone should be wearing masks, certainly in general practice in hospitals? And why not wear masks on public transport? And of course, at that stage, there was this almost establishment of denial that there was any point in wearing masks, or people wouldn't wear masks, or we were going to use up all the masks. And it was interesting. I think it didn't become mandatory to wear masks on public TfL until the end of July. And all that time, you'd have people cooped up together.